All right, let's talk some Big Ten basketball from BTN.com. Sean Merriman. Hey, Sean, good afternoon.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Good. Little Big Ten action last night. And I tell you what, there's, what, six, seven games left to go now in the Big Ten regular season before things really start getting interesting.
What's going on with Ohio State?
Well, Ohio State's kind of a tough team to figure out, no doubt about it. They had that real rough patch there in January. Where we saw them lost, I want to say it was 5 of 6 games. They lost to Minnesota, Nebraska, Penn State, just some kind of uncharacteristic losses there. And then you saw they ran off 3 pretty good wins. They beat Wisconsin, Iowa, Purdue. And then that game last night, they kind of just went back to their old habits where you just see inconsistent play from them. As we mentioned earlier when I talked to you guys before, they struggle to find a guy that can just be consistent on the offensive end. And it hurt them again last night when they had a lead against Michigan. And when you look at this team, if there's, you know, like you said, only a couple games left in the season, they need to notch another couple big wins, and there was a great chance last night that they just let slip away from them.
You got the top 5 teams in the standings in the Big Ten. They're all ranked in the top 25 with Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Ohio State. But it really is Michigan's to win. They've got, a game and a half lead on Michigan State right now? Half a game lead on Michigan State. And those two teams play each other here in a couple of weeks.
They do, yes. They have a huge game coming up here. I believe it's in late February. And, you know, I know that a lot of people have asked me, are you surprised at how Michigan's doing lately? And the answer is yes, surprised, shocked, no. They lost a ton of talent, you know, with Trey Burke, Tim Hardaway Jr., both first-round draft picks. They lose their All-American big man, Mitch McGeary, at the start of the season. He's probably not coming back after back surgery. And then you see them kind of, right, in a half-a-game lead and really control their own destiny. They have a couple tough games here coming up, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Indiana, but they're all in Ann Arbor, which has been a tough place to play, obviously, during the John Beilein era. And I look at it as, when you look at their team, there's a couple of things that people often point out to really have success towards the end of the year and in the tournament. And I think that number one being solid point guard play. And at the beginning of the year, when they had a couple non-conference losses, you wondered what was going to happen with this point guard play. Is the true freshman Walton going to step up? Is Spike Albrecht going to take over? And Walton's been outstanding as of late, especially in Big Ten play. Then you look at senior leadership. What's going to happen with Jordan Morgan playing behind Mitch McGeary? Well, McGeary goes out, Morgan steps in. He's been incredible. He has one of the best field goal percentages in the country. And then you have to have that superstar, and they absolutely have that in Nick Stauskas, who's one of, if not the, leading candidate for Big Ten Player of the Year right now.
Hey, quickly on Minnesota. Minnesota, their schedule is pretty rough here the rest of the way. That game with Northwestern, which is coming up on Sunday, the loser of that one, you can almost say goodbye to the big dance. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, when we were looking at them last week, I think it was, where they had that huge game against Indiana, I kind of looked at that as being, whoever's going to win this is going to have an upper hand. And then right now, again, like you said, they have another one with Northwestern, whoever has this. Northwestern had a lot of non-conference losses, which is going to be tough for them to make the tournament unless they make a real solid run here down the stretch. But when you're looking at, you know, that number 6 team that's going to get in, if they take 6 teams, which I think they will from the Big Ten, right now I look at it being between probably Indiana and Minnesota, and it could really go either team's way depending on how those two close out the regular season here.
Yeah, Gophers have Ohio State and Iowa, and let's see, Wisconsin yet on the schedule.
You know, you were mentioning, you were mentioning, Sean, just about the kids that have stepped up for Michigan. You know, Appling has had that injury for Michigan State, but you know, with all these players that are so vital to their team, is there one particular player for a team that is so invaluable that they can't lose?
For any team in the Big Ten?
Yeah, for any. Is there, you know, one person that is like, you know, Kraft for Ohio State or,
right,
you know, like Hollins, right, from Minnesota? I mean, is there one person that is more vital to their team's success that if they go down, that derails their season?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that when looking at that, if I had to pick one player, I would probably go with Stauskas for Michigan, just because you already lost McGarry, and here's the guy that you didn't know who was going to be the scorer on this team when they lost Burke and Hardaway, and Stauskas has really taken that role and kind of ran with it. And they're a pretty young team. They have that senior leader in Jordan Morgan, but it just seems like Stauskas is playing better than most expected, and certainly kind of leading this young group by himself and with the help of other guys like Walton and Robinson that have really stepped up and played solid roles. But Stauskas is the engine that makes that Michigan team go. And for the most part, outside of McGarry, they've done a good job at staying healthy and getting players to play above their ability. And I think that starts and ends with Stauskas.
He's Sean Merriman, BTN.com, covering the Big Ten, and we're talking college basketball here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. What is this idea that Michigan State has come up with, calling it the barnstorming tour? And I know that you tweeted out earlier, you're even questioning the future of a Big Ten coach with this barnstorming tour. Tell all about it. Right. Tell us about this.
Well, Mark Hollis, Michigan State's AD, has been, as many people around the Big Ten know, kind of a creative mind that gets all these ideas together. He started that basket bowl, I think it was, outside with Kentucky and Michigan State a while back, and then he did Michigan State and North Carolina on the aircraft carrier. And his newest idea that has been approved, as far as we know, is this barnstorming tour, which will take place in 2018. It features Michigan State, Texas, Florida, and North Carolina. And the idea between it is that these four teams will all play each other during a one-week span in kind of a round-robin form, and there will be one game in Los Angeles, one game in New York, and one game in Chicago at those respected NBA arenas. And what I was saying is that Tom Izzo had some comments about it, saying he wasn't sure at first, but he really supports it after hearing the idea out. And it's on winter break, so the kids aren't going to be missing class, which he supports. But my question is, Tom Izzo is going on 60 years old. He's going, next year will be his 20th season at Michigan State. He has said that he's a Spartan for life, which we saw a couple years ago when he kind of flirted with the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA job. But will he be there in 5 years down the road? Will he be there in 2018? And obviously the Spartan hopeful hopes he was, and I think that he's great for the Big Ten as a whole. Everyone would agree with that. But it's a question, how much longer does Tom Izzo have with this team? And it's, I'm curious to know, will he be there in 5 years?
This barnstorming tour, very interesting. I'm sure there's some money to be made by these college basketball teams by doing this.
Of course there's money to be made.
Oh, absolutely. It seems like in big-time events like this, that's certainly one of the key factors in putting them all together. Absolutely.
Yeah, what's North Carolina going to be like in 5 years? That's a good question.
Well, that's another. I mean, yeah, here's the other question. Right, you look at North Carolina, Roy Williams, will he still be there? He's getting up there in age, too. He's been doing this for a long time. Rick Barnes and Billy Donovan are, they're fairly young, but they've been doing it a long time as well. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what these teams are like. Right now, you look at them, and Florida's having an outstanding season. Texas is far improved from where they were. North Carolina's probably the most inconsistent team in the country, but so who knows about them 5 years from now. But they'll always recruit strong. They're always big-name programs, and I think that's part of the reason that this was such a draw for Michigan State to join in on this.
All right, two matchups tonight featuring the four worst teams in the Big Ten. Might be some good matchups. Penn State is at Indiana, and Illinois is in Nebraska tonight.
Should be. curious. Indiana is such an up-and-down team that they have an incredible following that just lives and dies with this team. So here's a game that they should absolutely win. And like we said, we talked about Indiana and Minnesota kind of being those two bubble teams. Will one get in? Will both get in? Will neither get in? Well, this is a game against Penn State that they absolutely have to win.
That's true.
Indiana is going to get in the tournament.
Hey, Sean, good stuff as always. Appreciate the time you give us. Folks can go to BTN.com, find out more what Sean is doing and the coverage of Big Ten athletics. Appreciate the time today, Sean.
All right. Thanks as always, guys.
You bet.